You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, you did it all right, Mark. You rained it and rained it and rained it, and now we're not going to do any field work for a little while.
Yeah, well, you can't quite blame me, Dave. We can blame the closed low that's developing across the Midwest here, and that's been responsible for the storm activity here in recent days, and then also the continuation of that for another couple of days, giving way to just some cloudy, damp, kind of drizzly weather through the end of the week. So, yeah, not a good week here of field work preparation and planning across the Midwest. As we look out even further into next week, it looks like more of the same. While the start of the week looks to be on the dry side, it does look like another widespread rain event here moving into Illinois, let alone the entire Corn Belt, during the middle to end of next week. And so overall here, as we look ahead from now through the early part of May, rainfall across much of the Midwest will be above normal. And along with that will be a bias of cooler than normal temperatures as well, with the coolest conditions actually this week versus next week.
Can we break the Corn Belt into northern and southern tiers and say generally that the northern tier will be a little wetter and the southern tier might have a chance to dry out?
No, Dave. We think it's pretty general coverage, whether you break it north, south, or east or west. It's pretty general here with these storm systems.
So the question then would become, well, we're going to get a crop in. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the question is, going forward in the summer, will we see a significant change in trend? You know, warmer,
really
drier, those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. Really good question. Don't have the answer for you right now. But the thing that we're watching here and really the talk of the marketplace is on this developing El Nino event in the Pacific Ocean. And as it looks right now, the ocean is trending towards an El Nino event. And it looks like this summer will be dominated by an El Nino event in the ocean. To us, though, we think what's more important is actually the atmospheric metric of El Nino. And we haven't seen that quite yet. And, in fact, over the past 4 weeks or so, the atmospheric metric has actually been more in the La Nina camp versus the El Nino camp. So that's what we're watching. We're going to have a good gauge here as we go through the next several weeks to see which way things are trending as we move into the early part of June. But at the present time, we're kind of in a neutral situation and no at least strong push of that atmospheric metric into the El Nino category, which is important because if you do have both the atmospheric and ocean metrics coupled, then at least that would result in a higher likelihood of a cooler, wetter pattern here across the Midwest for the bulk of summer.
Very quickly, the timing of that El Nino potentially would be?
Well, we're almost on the doorstep now from a sea surface temperature standpoint, almost at about half a degree Celsius, warmer than normal. So as we start off June, most likely we'll be at weak El Nino levels from an ocean metric standpoint.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.